flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I don't give any young guy that kind of respect. Show me you can do it from year to year. I'm not giving you that in 1 year.
Even if he beats Eagles?
No, but we had, how many times have we had 1 year wonders? You know, so let's wait and see before we start crowning guys. He could go completely in the tank next year. And, you know, here we are talking about, you know, how what a great rookie year he had. And by the way, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of winning here on Sunday. You know that, right?
Ah, the voice is Seth Joyner. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller live today. McGurk's in Roarsford, their new location. Fight for February rally here in Roarsford as we get set for the NFC Championship game. Seth Joyner said it. The Commanders don't stand a snowball's chance in
snowball.
Hell. He caused a whole commotion down in D.C. with that comment. I love it. 215-592-9494. It's a gut feel Friday. What you feel right now? Eagles win close, Eagles win big, or deep down? Are you scared? Where are you at? Let's take some phone calls here, and then we'll let you hear what Chio Kapadia said. The one path the Commanders have on Sunday is through this route. Tony in Wilmington's up. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Tony, what's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Feeling good and feeling like Seth Joyner. They don't stand a chance. I hope everybody's I know everybody's talking about it's going to be a tight, close game, but the defense is just going to hurt them pretty bad. So I feel no issues about it. I see a Super Bowl in our future. And that's it. Now, I want to tell Hugh about the Buc-ee's. I was going to Myrtle Beach with my wife, and I accidentally went an hour and a half past, and we ran into a Buc-ee's. And Hugh, I don't know about the people telling you that it's just a gas station. That is, I wish they'd get one in Delaware.
Yeah,
that place was
somebody
so
told
good.
They're getting one closer. I think it's going to be in somebody say Virginia.
That's not that far away.
Well, it's not that far. It's not that
yeah,
close.
It's also not South Carolina or Missouri.
Yeah, it's not that close either. But somebody was telling me they're getting one in Virginia. So yeah, we're going to get a chance to experience Buc-ee's real soon, man.
They got showers in there. They got everything in there.
I try to tell my coworkers, man, and they always make fun of me and laugh.
Well, so Tony, great phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. I hope you're dead right about the game. Why do I need to shower at Buc-ee's?
Now, you never know. You might just be on the road, and you might need to take a shower. Something might happen. You might spill some drinks on you.
I've been on the road a lot in my
life. Might be one of them guys that have like the little bucket with when you got the kids and don't like to stop, and you might get the urine on you. Like the little bucket, the pee bucket.
My kids are too old for this.
But I'm just saying, sometimes people have the bucket.
I'm just saying, I'm just.
Gotta clean that thing out.
I've never needed to stop and shower. But
you've needed brisket, haven't you?
Well, I've needed food.
You might have needed like batteries or something. Buc-ee's has everything. It's an experience.
What did you send the video to us yesterday of the Pistons?
The Pistons with the Buc-ee's, and they damn near lost their mind.
That was funny. All right, so let's say what our last caller just said there. He doesn't think this game is going to be close. Am I missing something?
Yes.
What am I missing? So the two games we played this year.
Eagles fans. That's what they do.
26-18 and 36-33, right? We split the two games. Both were close. I mean, if I could create one path where this is a blowout Sunday for the Eagles, it's that the Commanders fourth down prowess, it comes back to earth, right? They've converted 87% of their fourth downs. If we can stop them on most of their fourth downs, then I think we could kind of jump on them and get ahead and get up, and then maybe it just snowballs on them. But Hugh, barring that, I don't think this is a blowout. I think we have it's a division game. You always talk about division games. It's a division game and a championship game. Hugh, I expect this thing to be very much close in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And I can tell you from what I've seen and heard from what the Commodores are talking about, they want to make this game as chippy as possible. This is going to be a physical confrontation. This is probably going to be more physical than any other time that I could think of playing the Commanders in a situation like this because of the hatred. The fact that Coach Quinn is down there playing Fly Eagles Fly, and I'm pretty sure he's playing off the fact that, you know, the hatred between these two teams, the Subway Series or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's going to be one of those games. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those games where you're going to have to be real smart and not let your emotions take over. Because I can see them trying to do stuff to get people out of their game. I can see them trying to anger folks, trying to get people kicked out the game to do things in their favor. Because at the end of the day, they, man for man, pound for pound, they do not match up well against us. So now you're going into a game trying to get the ultimate equalizer.
Yep.
Doing stuff after the play. Saying stuff like the defensive coordinator said about hitting Jalen and all this other good stuff. Like trying to get that kind of edge because you're playing off the hatred that we have for one another. The anger used to conquer you. And the one thing that you can't be in this situation, it has to be controlled aggression. You can't allow stuff after the play, which is probably going to happen, to get to you. This is going, man, listen. This is going to be a physical football game.
So we talked the other day about the referee assignment, right? Sean Hockley's crews on this one. They call penalties at a higher rate than most crews. I totally agree with you here. They have to. It's like controlled aggression, be composed. If the Commanders poke, don't poke back. I mean, that's.
Oh, they're going to let them play, though.
Yeah, they should.
They're going to let them play.
But remember last time, and you brought this up a lot this week, when did the Commanders get going offensively? CJ GJ got thrown out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, there's a line. Like, I want the Eagles to be very physical and poke them, but, like, let's be smart about it, too. So one thing that's interesting, Hugh, about this matchup that we rarely see, because, you know, we've talked about playing the same team a third time during the season. We've also talked about division games in the playoffs, right? You experienced that when you guys played the Giants. It's not often you get a championship game with division opponents. The last time I remember it in the NFL was the Rams and 49ers, what, three years ago? And that was a 20-17 game. I can't remember the last time it happened in the AFC because the Chiefs are in it every year and it's never been anybody else in the West against them. It's pretty rare here. That adds an extra little element to this. It's division games tend to be close anyway, and now you have it as a championship game. I think it's close on Sunday. My gut tells me the Eagles are going to find a way with their defense and that offensive line. Hopefully we're going to get Cam Jurgens out there. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnaminson is up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken. What are you feeling today?
So, first of all, I'm so glad that Chris from Middletown did not preface his Eagles chant with a "we are" like he normally does, because you could hook me up to a car battery with jumper cables and you could not get me to say "we are." So I'm glad he just kept it straight, Eagles chant. Joe, I was going to call today, but you're enough to make me want to drive my car into a bridge abutment. I mean,
my gut feeling is they're going to win the game, Ken. What do you want from me?
So, first of all, Sal Palantonio. So, Sal Palantonio, with the breaking news that Jalen Hurts looks like a guy who's got a hurt knee. Like, oh, okay. And the sun rose in the east today, too, in other news. And this whole narrative about who's the hot team. The Eagles have won 16 out of their last 17 games. But somehow, the Commanders are the hot team. Because, and the only possible reason that is because we are just so used to the Eagles winning football games basically all the time that when they win 16 out of 17, we don't look at that as a hot team. We just look at it as, well, that's what the Eagles do. So, you know, the Commanders have won two playoff games on the road. They're the hot team, not the team that has won 16 out of 17 football games.
So can I give you a reason why I think that – well, let me tell you why I think that's the prevailing thought. No, they are on a longer winning streak than the Eagles. They've won seven in a row. The Eagles lost to them in December. So that, I think that's the kind of the line of demarcation. And also, Ken, whether or not it's the wrong way to look at it is, aesthetically, their offense is hot and ours is not. Like, I think when people think hot, they think high flying and offense, not just wins and losses. And you may think that's the wrong way to look at it, but I get why the Commanders are looked at as the hot team. They just scored 45 points in a playoff game.
So, yeah, they scored 45 points in a playoff game. And one of those touchdowns was a defensive touchdown because Jared Goff played the game like he was getting paid to give the ball to the other team.
Yeah.
And they played against a bunch of JV guys on defense. And, oh, by the way, there's and I said this to my wife when that game kicked off Saturday night. If you're not used to the pressure of being the number one seed in the NFC, or the AFC for that matter, there's a lot of pressure there. And, you know, to start that game where the Lions have never been the one seed ever in the history of the franchise, there's all Detroit versions of Joe Giglio out there all week going into that game saying, oh, my God, what happens if we lose this game because we're supposed to win?
Agreed.
So, you know, that was the ultimate kind of, you know, lump in the throat that you could really see coming.
Well, and especially when they got down. They lost their way when they got
exactly.
down.
What I take out of that game is that even with all that, the Lions hung 500 yards of offense on that Commanders defense. And this team is just better at every position, okay? And it's ironic that
Except quarterback.
I'm not doing that. Jalen Hurts has been to a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels.
Oh, stop. Who's the better player right now?
Right now. I'm not doing that. I mean, look, it's ironic.
We can just live it. Listen, it's okay to say it. Like, the Eagles couldn't win. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. They didn't have the better quarterback last week, Ken. I don't know why it hurts so much to say these things that are just facts.
Look, I am not a Jalen. Like, I'm not. This is an OG way here. So I'm not, you know, I'm not that guy. But, you know, to Seth's point, it's kind of ironic even that it's Washington that we're doing this with Jaden Daniels, because we did this once before with a Washington quarterback, if you remember.
Yeah,
and, you know, the guy's doing studio shows now. So, you know, I just...
Well, he is. I mean, listen, Ken, he got hurt, and he also wasn't as good. Ken, we had a good phone call, but like...
He said he doing studio.
Well, he is.
That's a good one, though. He said he doing studio shows.
I mean, he also didn't win a playoff game. Unfortunately, he got hurt in his playoff game, right? He never had a chance to do the things that Daniels is doing.
Yeah, he hasn't. I mean, but Ken does have a point, but... That's
what
the
point? Use your eyes. Who's the better quarterback right now?
Your nervousness is making me uncomfortable, Joe. You're being aggressive.
I'm actually not nervous. I think they're going to win the game.
No.
But they're going to win, and they don't have the better quarterback.
Joe, in a small sampling size, because that's what we do. We do this every year with every quarterback that has played in the NFL since whenever. We did this the year when C.J. Stroud came out. So in a small sampling size. He's right. Right now, this year, as of right now, Jaden Daniels is the new hotness.
But that's
that
all
everybody.
But that's all
about.
We have to go off of is now.
Yes, but that's all we ever have to go off of. We did that the year that Jalen went to the Super Bowl, and then we talked about he was the hardest thing since frozen food. Now look where the conversations went.
Sure, but I don't care about 2 years from now if Jaden Daniels is good or not. That's irrelevant to Sunday.
We're in the now. We're in the now, and right now. If you take the two quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels is playing better.
And that's why I think there is a question on how this game goes. Because we're so used to in the NFL that you usually say better quarterback, that team can win. This game in particular, I think the Eagles are going to win the game without having the better quarterback.
And they can.
They should.
And this is how you simplify it. Because this is what this game's going to boil down to. We know who offensively is the best player and the guy that makes it go for the Washington Commodores.
Him.
Take him away.
Well, but
that,
how?
That's how you take him away by playing sound defense. And I tell you one aspect of the game that we haven't done that we're probably going to implement in this one, we're going to put a spy on him. Because when you look at the way that he played last week against the Detroit Lions, a lot of times when he brought the ball down and he ran it, he hurt him. He gashed him in the run game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and – you want him to beat you from the pocket. You want to take away Scary Terry, and you want to take away Zach Hurst. Zach Hurst had a hell of a game last week. But between the two, if I'm looking to take away somebody, I'm taking away Scary Terry. I'm taking away the deep threat first because I feel like I have the linebacking core and the crew underneath that can deal with Zach Hurst.
So who's the spy? It's got to be Bond?
I would say, no, I'm sending Bond on seek and destroy missions. The
Burks?
What's his name?
Oren Burks?
I would probably put him in a spy position. Take a little bit of pressure off him.
You think
he can
keep up with Jaden Daniels?
Well, the reason why I would send Vaughn is because Vaughn has some pass rush ability. I would switch it up too, Joe. It all depends. Like, I don't want to – I would say in the sake of gamesmanship, I would probably switch up the spies. He would never know who's the spy. That's another way you could
confuse him. Yeah.
Because the one thing that this young man has benefited from tremendously is that he hasn't been made uncomfortable all year long. He hasn't been. So now you try to make him uncomfortable. You try to make him uncomfortable by speeding up his clock, his clock in his head. So you might send some dogs on. You might send some blitzes.
I'm glad you brought that up. So last week he was 9 for 10 with a perfect pass rating against the blitz. And in week 16 when we faced him, we blitzed him, he beat us. We didn't blitz him much in week 11, I think it was, week 10 or week 11, and we did well. Does that matter to you this week? That when we blitzed him in December, he killed us. When we didn't blitz him in November, we did better. No, some quarterbacks are better against the blitz than not.
It all depends. I think that you're not going to deviate too far from what you've done to have success. There are certain aspects of this game that you're going to have that you're going to implement from the game that you had success into this game.
Which is the first time, yeah.
Yeah. But I think a lot of what happened the last time that we played was there was a communication breakdown because of the fact that CJ GJ wasn't out there. And you need that aspect, especially when you have a lot of moving parts, so things might change from the formation that they come out in and things of that nature. If you don't have that communication, everybody's not on the same page, you give the other team a chance to make some things happen.
Let's hear from...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Shiel Kapati, Eagles are the better team. If this is close, what happens? Here's Shiel.
It's funny when you talk about it because I do think Daniels is awesome, and I've had a lot of fun watching him this season. But if you look at it overall, again, their defense has been below average. Now, if you doesn't mean they can't have a good game here. They can. If they get takeaways, they can do that. Their offensive line, I would say, is average and has an injury. They have Terry McLaurin, who is an excellent wide receiver. But other than that, it's like, you know, they have okay players, but they don't have great players at their pass catcher. So I really don't look at anything else on the roster where I say this would be the determining factor. Like, it's hard for me to come up with a scenario, unless the Eagles just play a terrible game, where they lose this game and we're not saying Jaden Daniels was awesome. Like, they need him to be Superman in this game, which he has been at times this season. But that's their one path to victory.
I agree with Shiel because the Eagles are the better football team.
I didn't even hear Shiel say all that yesterday, but that's the thing. He's your best chance of having success, the young quarterback. That's your best chance. Terry, his success is predicated on how well the quarterback does.
Of course.
Get him. Just like their defense coordinator talked about, he's going to hit Jalen, which I did not have a problem with because that's the game plan.
We'll get to that.
It's the same thing with Jaden.
Hit him. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. Gut feeling on a Gut Feel Friday. We're live at McGurst and Royersford. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Well, good morning, buddy. How you feeling?
Oh, man, come on, man. Confident, man. You know, it's just like, hold up. Is Jaden a rookie quarterback?
Yes, he is. First year. Doesn't look like it, but he is.
That's what we're going to treat him like. We're going to treat him exactly who he is, like a rookie. That's what the defense is going to do to this guy. This is what I want to see. I know you mentioned it early, this week, he was about the 12 personnel. I would love to see him activate that, right? And I would love to see him activate that, like, in the third or fourth quarter. I mean, during the course of the game, but mainly in them two quarters. You know why? Because if I'm thinking like this coach is thinking, they're going to be prepping themselves to the end of the game. You know what I'm saying? They want to beat us with our own medicine. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is, we got to be prepared for it. We got to be prepared for the refs also. So So we just got to have a complete game of not overthinking, but just reading the room and doing and accepting exactly what the defense and the offense is giving us, right? So the last thing I'm going to say, Jalen, you need to protect yourself. Slide, and I need the offensive line to protect themselves. And, you know, I got to get my chance. Let me get some music, baby. Okay, baby, we here. We got 2 days and 2 games to go, baby. 2 days and 2 games to go. It's time. Two games to go to show that we are the greatest team ever. 2 days to go to make history. 2 games to show that we've been mentally tough. That's what stands out. And a physically tough team all season long. 2 games to go to bring that trophy back to the East, baby. Because we are the best team that ever existed in this league right now. So what we've been doing is we've been staying committed all season. And now we're going to have to stay consistent in order to win, baby. So this is the thing. In order for us to be the Super Bowl champions, and you know who we're going to crown. Like my man Tony Montana said, you want to say hello to my little friend. Defense ready. Offense ready. The coach is ready. And best of all, the whole entire Philadelphia is ready, baby. So give us our crown, and we will be the new Super Bowl champions, and we will bring it back to Philadelphia. Everybody in Philly, we're going to be lit. They talking about Detroit got the best fan base. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. So we're going to bring it. We're going to bring it home, and we're going to keep winning all the way to Super Bowl. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go, Eagles!
Now we're talking, Will. We'll have that all set up all week. I love when he said, hit my music.
Yeah. Like they choreographed that thing. That was awesome.
Good stuff, Will. We appreciate it. Let's grab Bon in Philly. What's up, Bon?
How you feeling?
Bon, I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling confident. Let me ask you a question. What's your confidence level from 1 to 10 for the Eagles winning?
7.
7?
7.
So let me ask you this. So I heard you say earlier that we won one, we lost one. And I think we have to realize, I understand it's not an excuse, but this, what's the odds of Jalen going out, CJ going out, and Devontae dropping the game-winning catch all in one game?
So very small, so Bond. Can I throw one more thing back? So they scored 36 points, and they had 5 turnovers. In that game, I know, but in that game, and I know the CJ thing was huge, but like they scored basically every time they had the ball when they didn't give it back to us. We didn't get them to punt. We didn't stop them. It's a real challenge, their offense.
Okay, so I understand that. So if you go back to it, if Jalen Hurts is in there, more times than not, we have longer drives, and that keeps him off the field. If you remember, it was 4th and 11. CJ GJ is out. Mm-hmm. Do you know who missed the tackle that could have stopped him on that drive, where they wouldn't have scored another touchdown?
Well, first it was Jalen Carter, and then it was the next level.
Yeah, but on that specific 4th and 11.
Yeah, he juked Jalen Carter, and then who did he beat? The backup safety?
The backup safety.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And I believe CJ GJ would have made that play. So for all of those things that have to happen for them to barely win, I think I understand Jalen is hurt. We got little injuries here and there. But all in all, if you just look at it, if we do what we do and they do what they do, we win the game.
I agree.
I'm not saying blowout, but easy. I think it's a comfortable game.
What's comfortable? 10 points?
Comfortable is 7 points. I'll say 6-7 points.
All right. That's comfortable enough. Yeah, Bon, listen, I agree with you. If we play our game and we don't turn the football over, Bon, we appreciate it.
One score is not comfortable.
No one scores. Well, that means he has the ball at the end with a chance to win the game. Or we got to hold it with a chance to win the game.
This ain't going to be comfortable, but it's going to be a win.
I want comfortable.
No, you're not going to get comfortable.
I'd love comfortable. If the last title game we had was comfortable. The one before that was comfortable.
I'll tell you what. If you want comfortable in this game, I tell you what you can do to be comfortable.
What's
get you a nice little shot of bourbon.
No. I got to stay locked in here. Yeah, I'm locked in.
take a little shot and then relax.
215. Relax. It's the NFC Championship game.
It is, but I'm trying to help you relax.
I'm all blood pressure till 6 p.m. on Sunday. 215-592-9494. More of your phone calls after the break. Your gut feeling for Sunday here. And we'll react to what the Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt said yesterday about playing at the Link and how they plan on treating Jalen Hurts on Sunday. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494. What's your gut feeling? We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford, their new location. The fight for February, the rally in Royersford, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.